Our reading is from Genesis chapter 9, beginning at verse 1 from the New International Version. And if any of you have a church Bible, it's on page 10. God's covenant with Noah. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall on all the beasts of the earth and on all the birds in the sky, on every creature that moves along the ground, and on all the fish in the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal, and from each human being too. I will demand an accounting for the life of another human being. Whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made human beings. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number. Multiply on the earth and increase upon it." Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered over the whole earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Again, just before I preach, my wife always tells me the same: speak slow and clear. And I always say the same: I'm Spanish. You had to put up with me. Anyways, we are coming to an end of these chapters, which is full of water. and death and destruction, and you think, what is going on here? Will it ever finish? So we are now at the end. The sermon is going to be short. I'll try. When I say that in Spain, in my church in Spain, the whole congregation say amen. So we're trying to encourage me, you know, saying, come on, you know, don't get on forever, you know. So you are so polite, you wouldn't say that, would you? Okay, I can try again. I have problems with this text. I have problems with other texts, but I mean, this is one of the many texts I have problems. I really struggle with, mainly because it seems that God's final solution didn't work. I mean, he saw how terrible the destruction has created by sin, and he came to the conclusion that the only way to have a solution is to really start again. So I'm going to choose the perfect family, the perfect couple, and I'm going to choose the perfect children, and I'm going to destroy the rest. And not just I'm going to destroy humans, I'm also going to destroy everything, nature, animals, everything. I suppose except fish, that's what I think. But anyway. So anyway, I'm going to destroy everything. I'm going to start again from zero, and I'm going to give another chance to human nature. But it didn't work. It didn't work. All the destruction, the judgment, flood, society as it was known before, it was completely wiped out. And with this perfect family, this perfect couple, with perfect children, within very few years, the whole problem is again there. And it's very simple. It's because the real problem, which is the damage done by sin on our DNA, wasn't dealt with. So unless we find a solution to deal with the DNA, the makeup, what it makes us, a human being, the solution is not in destruction. The solution is in the change of the DNA, the change of who we are. So that's why the flood didn't work. The destruction didn't work. So I asked myself, why did God do it anyway, if he knew that it wasn't going to work? Why not bring in the cross 10,000 years before? Instead of destroying the whole of the nation, the whole of the nations, everything. So this corruption that is in the world is coming back. When I look at internet, when I read the news, and I see what is going on in our planet, I think, you know, well, we'll probably deserve another flood anyway. So God here promised that, look, I'm not going to destroy this planet again through flood. I'm just going to give you another chance. When I read this, you know, there is a clock in the world, and it's run by a certain group of scientists and very clever people. And we are getting as close as 12 o'clock. I think we are only 2 minutes from the 12 o'clock. And when we reach 12 o'clock, that means that the end of our planet will be there. This time will be probably through atom bombs or whatever. But we are very close. We are closer than ever before to the 12. They take into consideration all kinds of factors to make us sure that we are very close to the 12, so we can probably go back and move the clock backwards instead of moving it forward. So Noah, after this event, I suppose every time they saw rain, they were shocked. Because all the friends, the family members, everybody else had been drowned. So I suppose every time it rained, he thought, you know, this is the end again. So that's why God has to say, okay, I'm going to put a sign in the sky, that every time you see the sign in the sky, it's going to remind you that I have promised that I will not do it again. Being in this country, I tell you, sometimes I doubt about that. And sometimes I don't even see the rainbow in England. So I think, you know, will probably God forget his promise? Because it rains so much here. I'm not surprised you went to conquer the rest of the planet trying to escape from here. So yes, I have going to destroy everything, but then, you know, the Lord says, remember, every time it rains, I have promised that I will not do it again. I will not do it again. I'm also keep my promise that the sermon will be short. The flood proved that sin was not going to be taken away by a judgment. It had to be used another method. The first method was judgment and flood and death. It didn't work. It produced enormous suffering in human beings. But it didn't work. The second way, many thousands of years later, it was again, it was another one, another sign, but this time was the cross. The cross produced suffering not to human beings, it produced suffering to God himself. And it did work. I was reading and trying to find other passages in the scripture, and I found this passage in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 8. In a surge of anger, I hide my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. To me, this is like the days of Noah, when I saw that the waters of Noah will never again cover the earth. So now, I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. So the Lord has promised, has made a solid promise, that it doesn't matter how angry I get with you because of your sins, I will never rebuke you in the same way. It's a beautiful promise. For we all sin. We all make mistakes. Now looking at Revelation. Revelation chapter 4. Verses 2 and 3. This is a vision of heaven. This is a vision of the throne that is in heaven, the throne of God. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And this is what he saw when the door was open in heaven. At once I saw in the Spirit, and there before me there was a throne in heaven, with someone sitting on it. And the one who was sat there had the appearance of jasper and carmeline, but on a rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. See, the same rainbow that appears in times of Noah appears at the end of the times. And it's exactly the same rainbow, but this time the rainbow is covering the throne of God. It is exactly the same promise, but it's a promise forever. It's a promise that I will never, ever get cross with you again. And who is sitting on the throne but Christ? In the first case, there was nobody sitting on the throne. It was just flat. It was judgment. It was destruction. It was death. In the second rainbow, appearing right over the throne of God, over the throne where Christ is seated. And surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them there were 24 elders. This is something that we are all going to see. Many of us will be sitting there looking at this throne and say, you know, how great is to see the rainbow. How great is to see the rainbow again. But this rainbow is a different kind of rainbow. This rainbow is the rainbow that Christ has produced. Not that the rain has produced. Millions of little droplets of water that when the sun goes through, it produces all the colors. But this is different. This is the rainbow, I guess, produced by the blood of Christ. So whenever it rains again, and I see the clouds, I think, well, this is not going to happen again. I'm so glad it's not going to happen again. Being a sinful man like as I am, as making mistakes, saying sometimes the things that I shouldn't say, damaging people and relationships, thinking the things that I shouldn't think. That's why I have different crosses on my house, in my home, all over the place, to remind me of these rainbows. You know, this is the Lord. This is the second promise. The promise that I will never be rebuked again. I will never be destroyed by anything. That's why we have crosses on our homes. That's why we have crosses on our churches. That's why we have crosses on our cemeteries. Just to remind us time and time again, this is the final decision that God has made with human beings. I will never rebuke you again as I did in times of Noah. This is the everlasting covenant. I just wonder if all of us will be together in front of that rainbow. It's always good to preach the gospel because you never know. Maybe somebody here hasn't got the certainty that it's going to be covered by the rainbow of Christ. You never know. I don't want to face Christ without the rainbow on top of me, do you? Do you? The security of salvation, the security of the blood, the security of the cross. What a fantastic way of finishing the story on the Bible, isn't it? And I saw the door open. And in front of the door, it was heaven. Behind the door was heaven. And behind the door, I saw a throne. And somebody sitting on the throne. And on the throne, there was this huge rainbow. I want to be there. I want to be there. So let's pray. Lord, great is your faithfulness, Lord. I know that. And Lord, every time I make a mistake, every time I do something which is not pleasing you, every time I miss the mark, I always look at the cross. Always go back to the cross. Lord, I thank you very much. We thank you as a congregation very much for the ultimate solution to our problem. And Lord, our solution was not to destroy us, but the solution that you have given us is to save us. So we thank you, Lord, for your solution. And we thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts that we really recognize that only you can do something for us, to change our DNA, to save us. So, Lord, we pray that our congregation will be a congregation full of joy and happiness, recognizing, Lord, that you are the Lord, the God who saves, the God who forgives. So, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.